Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It is 8:38.
The meeting is muted. Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. But why are you speaking?
No, I don't think I can do this, Fred.
Okay.
I'm going to text you the Zoom information.
All right, try it
with Beth, or else I'm going to just send you the Zoom
information. Sam, you have to mute yourself. All right, are we back?
Yes, we're back. I was trying to mute everybody, but I couldn't be that fast. Sorry.
Okay.
Chair, I might have muted some people who may not be aware of being muted, because I was just muting everybody whose mic was on. So some people on the phone might have to unmute themselves using *6. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:39 p.m. on the East Coast. It's November 18th, 2021. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'd like to ask our recording secretary, Mariam Edain, to please call the roll.
I will do so. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Chris Corey.
I am here.
Good. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Lyndon Foley.
Here. Lyndon?
Good. Okay. I presume Jose Gutierrez is not here. Okay. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Good. Wally James.
Here.
Good. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark. I'll go around again. Holly Lexa.
Present.
Good. Thomas O'Rourke.
Present.
Good. Lydia Ponce. Lydia.
Present. Present.
Good. Ron Pinchback. Ron Pinchback. We'll try one more time. Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Good. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline. Okay, we'll go around one more time. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes. Okay, Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. Beth Von Gunten.
Here.
Good. Tom Voorhees, we're going to have to ask for an excused absence. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Good. Let me go around one more time. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne? I hear nothing. Ron Pinchback. You're muted. Ron Pinchback?
Here.
Good. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline? I hear nothing. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Andrea Turner.
She requested an excused absence.
Okay. Then let us go to officers. Lydia Bresson.
Here.
Good. Anita, is Anita back yet?
She's back, but she's not going to be attending tonight.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Good. John Tatum.
Present.
Okay, and I am present. So I believe we have a quorum. We seem to be missing Dwayne Lark and Sandra Rawline.
Okay. And Jose, right?
And Jose. I was kind of assuming that he would do it.
What about Tom Voorhees?
Tom is going to have to be excused for a while.
Okay.
So we have... Whoops. Oh. Andrea Turner, Tom Voorhees. Were there any other excused absences?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Okay. Can we have a motion to excuse Tom Voorhees and Andrea Turner?
James, so moved.
Can we get a second on that?
Can we get second, a second? Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to excusing Tom Voorhees and Andrea Turner? Okay, they're excused. Timekeepers, who wants to volunteer to be the timekeeper for people?
I'll do that, Alex.
Okay.
Heather?
Who would like to be the timekeeper for topics?
I'm willing to do it, but I don't want to take it away from Lawrence.
Thank you so much, Julie. Take it away for tonight anyway.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, both of you. So the next item is agenda approval. And let me read the draft agenda. First item is minutes approval, 3-minute item. The next item is a discussion of the KPFK financial situation with the general manager. I've also invited the treasurer from KPFK to participate. That'll be followed by a report from our IED, Lydia Brazon. That'll be followed by a report from our ICFO, but since she's not here, I guess that's not going to happen. And then we adjourn to closed session. Okay.
Motion to approve the agenda, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion to approve the agenda. I need a second.
Julie, second.
Okay. Does anybody want to offer any amendments to the draft agenda?
Chair, I have a question if I could be recognized, Lawrence.
Yes, which question?
Question is, supposed to get, affiliate director applications. And I want to know how many applications we have received, and because I know we're due to interview and then vote on the prospects.
Yeah, we could discuss that offline. It's not really part of this meeting, but you can. The secretary has the whatever came in.
Okay, well, would that be made available to board members, Chair?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So again, does anybody have any amendments or any kind of anything to propose for the draft agenda? Okay, then if there are none, are there any objections to adopting the draft agenda? Okay, hearing none, the draft agenda is approved. And do we have some minutes to approve?
Chair, we received the minutes for the last few sessions, but it was too short notice for me to distribute them. So no, we don't. Let's approve them. We do have several sets of minutes that I'll distribute shortly. Way prior to the next meeting, and we'll be able to approve those.
Okay, then. Okay, so let's move on then to the main item for tonight, the discussion of the KPFK financial situation. First, let me ask, is the general manager from KPFK on the call?
Yes, President, I'm here.
Okay, and is the KPFK treasurer on the call?
This is Beth.
Yes, Beth.
Yes,
I have you. Okay, go ahead, Fred.
Fred Blair is present.
Okay, thank you.
Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Chair, I have a question, Lawrence.
What is your question?
Well, my question is, to what degree are we going to be discussing finances? Are some of these matters supposed to be held in executive session?
Anything that's of a confidential nature and involves personnel will be discussed in executive session. We're just going to review the financial situation in the open session. And that should not, there's no reason that that has to be an executive session. So Miguel, would you like to go first?
Well, Mr. President, I'm surprised that of this Pacific National Board meeting in a short notice. Yesterday we had a meeting with the local station board, I am here to explain whatever you want to know from my behalf. The only thing I can do is that after 2 months, I'm just working as best as I can. I'm trying to try to smooth the expenses that I found really ridiculous in our budget. For example, the telecommunications invoices and others, but it is really difficult to move ahead, and it's going really in a very slow. But I think that we are on the right path. I would like to tell this board of directors that tomorrow we are going to review our budget, and we hope that we are going to review the budget, and we will set a draft of the budget, and I think that we can do so because now we have a better, clear picture of where is KPFK. If you ask me for concerns, I express my concerns to my local station board. They know it. I just told them yesterday that we need to gather together, and that the only thing I would like is to be on the same page, meaning that we at the station are trying to develop a new kind of programming. And the local station board, I think that should help us in spreading the word between family, friends, co-workers, spreading this good news, and that the main thing that we have to do is to regain the trust and the confidence of our listeners. By the way, we regain again the subscription with the RRC, Radio Research Consortium. We were the only station of Pacifica that didn't know the audience rates since January this year, January, February. Now we know where we are. Well, we are around 70,000, something like that, listeners. This is not obviously where KPFK should be, but it's not easy to regain this confidence. I mean, it needs time, and it needs obviously a tweak on the programming. Needs a time that we don't have, and that's what I ask the local station board to please try to, I don't know how, but we have to buy some time to put this new programming in place and move ahead. We have tools, we have talented programmers, we have impressive volunteers, and I think we can move ahead. Nevertheless, I have to express also my concerns for some of the lines in the budget that I would like to see it go away from our budget, and it's taking too much time. But I am really an obsessed person in when it turns out to this kind of problem. So in a way or another, we will iron all these wrinkles that we have in our budget. That would be my introduction.
Okay, I guess what I'd really like to know is, what is the situation with the fund drive? Are we still running a deficit? If so, how big?
Yes.
What are the plans to resolve that deficit?
Well, here's the thing, Mr. President. If we continue to preempt programming, as you were suggesting, and some of the directors think is the best way to go, I mean that we are go directly to the insignificance. That's the point. And let me tell you, in this last fund drive, we hit almost $200,000. Exactly the amount of dollars is $187,000 in 34 days of pledge drive. This hasn't been the worst pledge drive if we take into account the days and what we raise. From my standpoint, I think that the only way to regain this confidence and to regain our listenership is by maintaining our programming. Obviously, we have to do some tweaks. And for the next fund drive, which is going to be December 7 until the 22, I would like to implement some new strategy. And the new strategy is that in some of our landmark program, so to speak, in some of our weekdays program, I would like obviously to have a co-feature with them. We will plan before the fan drive also to have a webinar with all programmers. I would like to encourage every single programmer to attend this webinar. And frankly, I think that is the way to go. We've been preempting too many programs, thinking that by doing so we can achieve our objective. Well, we can achieve our objective, but we are losing listeners every single fund drive. And let me tell you one more thing. Since August, we lose two programs that were scheduled weekdays, every single weekday, Ian Masters and Sonali. I wasn't there. I mean, I have no personal things with anybody, but obviously I will not go and call somebody that has left the station to come back, please. So if they had called me, well, I think we can dialogue, we can I can hear their point of views, but let me tell you, this is a great blow. I mean, to have someone that has been on the air for a lot of years and all of a sudden he just leaving, and not leaving by saying nothing, but biting the same station where he is it's really sad. Everything affects to our credibility. Everything affects to our listeners. So my first concern is to tweak the programming to regain this compromise with our listeners. Obviously, the other concern is that we will not have the funds to keep on going if we don't move a bit, how to say that, quicker, ironing these wrinkles in the budget. I do what I can do, but I cannot do more because I have to talk with lots of peoples in between, lots of peoples. And it's not my decision. If it was my decision, I can tell you we would be in another position now, for sure.
Let me be clear. I wasn't asking you to explain yourself or excuse yourself for circumstances that took place before you got there. I just want to know what objectively, in your judgment, is the problem and how we can tackle it. Maybe we should hear from the KPFK treasurer. Fred, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
My calculation, based on the figure Miguel just gave, was that the average daily intake from the fund drive is something like 5,800 something dollars per day, approximately. Is that about right?
Yep,
that's correct.
Okay.
And. I just wanted to add some little detail to what Miguel said, and that is, I'll be very short. The fund drive got pledges of $187,000 approximately, and according to the Legion's website, fulfillment was $145,000. And this is for over 32 days, which is basically a month. The operating cost approximately for KPFK per month is about $250,000, which basically puts us $100,000 short per month of operating expenses. And that was, we were only fundraising in October, and November is not fundraising, so no money is coming in. And so I think that's basically where you're at. I'll stop.
Okay. It's a serious situation, and it's pretty obvious that we have to do something. I'll open the floor up for anybody else now who wants to speak or ask questions.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Lawrence, Chair, would like to ask a question.
Mikhail, what is the savings that was realized, for example, at KPFA when they redid the telecom situation, the telephones and internet and all of that?
It was around half of the expense, so it was a savings of between $50,000 and $60,000 a year.
And what do you project the savings will be, because we're launching this new, the same mechanism to reduce the expenses per year? Wasn't it around 70?
Something like that, yeah.
So your budget will be reduced by about 70 a year just with that one, redo of our telephone services, which have not been stellar anyway.
Correct.
So that's what that has already been solidified. I know that we had a meeting this week with our national staff, tech staff, and local tech staff, and went through all of the processes that will be necessary to see the realization of that, which is huge, because it has the lack of efficacy with some of those services was also affecting our bottom line, obviously, as well. So I did want to point that out so that people are aware of just that one item, but there's a long list.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, thank you for fronting the money for us to pay off our election services so that we could get the results of the LSB elections for the 25,000 that KPFK allowed us to at a moment's notice to send out. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lydia.
Okay, I think Lawrence is next on the stack.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So, Mikhail, thank you for providing us your information and your candid perspective on the situation that we are dealing with at KPFK. I had mentioned yesterday during your other speed report that I had asked three questions, and you got to two of my questions. Then you had to run off and do another LSB report to the listener. So I'd like to state those questions again. I'd like to state that I think WPFW and KPFA are somewhat standing out in these challenging times that we are facing. I've always have appreciated so much that WPFW does with so little, and they have been steadfast in remaining viable and providing us an example as to how to do a lot with very little, right? So I just want to reiterate that. And then my second question to you at the LSB meeting was in regards to what is the plan, right? Not just the strategy, but we were talking about bakers in the kitchen, and that there's a lot of bakers in the kitchen, and seems like the bread is not coming out too fast for the demand, right? So my question is in regards to refreshing the programming, making it more viable to bring back those breadwinners and those buyers of the bread. Okay, I just need 15 seconds, Chair. So if you could just provide us with a perspective as to how you intend to motivate those bakers to bake the bread so the buyers could start to buy the bread again. Thank you.
May I answer, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it is interesting your question, Mr. Reyes, because you are talking about WPFW and KPFA. WPFW, as you mentioned, has only seven staff members, and we are about 15 staff members. KPFA, which, by the way, I was very amazed to visit on last Sunday and Monday, well, had also or has also another interesting thing in place. So the first thing, seven people, we are 15. I don't know how can we wrinkle this if this main board of Pacifica National, the Pacifica National Board, as you may recall, vote against against the opinion of the station when trying to arrive to a compromise with the union. I don't know if I'm clear with that. It has taken a year to get to a contract that at the end is against KPFK. And this takes effort, money, and for short time. This is one thing. One of the things that I learned visiting KPFA is that their contract doesn't imply any kind of severance. Look at that. This is one major problem here. And the other is just something that has been going on for years. So this thing of the telecom, the other thing, I mean, there's a myriad of, of common sense savings that can be implemented right away. but it's difficult to go ahead because every time there are some interferences, so to speak. It is very difficult. Now, this was one of your questions. The other question was, you were not talking for the strategy, you were talking for the plan. Well, my plan is that, I mean, either we have an injection of money to buy this time, or we have to do something with that. We have to reduce, but reduce really drastically, but getting in place a programming. And that's the only thing I see this going. We're not going to cut the transmitter. We're not going to cut the electricity. We're not going to cut, obviously, volunteers. The programmers are not getting paid. But we have to get the cuts from somewhere. And that has to be done whether we like it or not. And I know that this is an open session, and I don't, obviously I'm not going to speak of any kind of personal thing for sure. But unfortunately, we have to, whoever has to, be serious about this, and I can help, for sure. But my decision is not, this is not only my decision, so to speak, no?
Okay, anybody else?
Lyndon for the SAC.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
And Julie and Paulina have their hands up.
Thomas.
Hello, Mikhail. I am particularly interested in the telecoms costs, and from what you said, It is the most obvious thing that needs cutting. It's such a big expense, but it seems like you said that it's going slow. And Lydia was intimating that it was almost a done deal. So I would, could you give us a little more detail? Because I'm sitting here. I've got the AT&T monthly bill in front of me of $3,600. I've got the TPX bill almost $3,700, and the Net Fortis bill of over $1,800 a month, all sitting here in front of me. So could you please fill me in on a little more specific on how that's going?
Sure, Mr. Foley. Look, this is an organization that can no longer afford sort of expenses that has been going with the organization for a long time, when this organization obviously received an inflow of contribution that led to this building, to the transmitter, and to all the tools that we need, no? But the thing is that technology is advancing almost every 2 years. Everything is changing. And so, for example, something as mundane as the telephone set, we are paying every month for 70 telephones. We're not using 70 telephones. We're 15 people. And we used to have also a room for volunteers, but now we are relying on we have outsourced our way to get the contributions. So we are paying for 70 telephone sets every single month, and it is frankly difficult to get rid of this. Why is difficult to get rid of this? Well, because there were some contracts that were signed, and we have to, in some cases, we have to wait. In other cases, thanks that we step in so fast, we'll be able to get rid of these, no? What else? I don't know. I don't want to fill you in peanuts like printers. We have 7 printers in a station that doesn't print, that we have to pay anyway. So these are minimum things. There are other things that concern me, but even these little things, it's really frustrating and difficult to move ahead.
Sir, if, as they do in Congress, I reclaiming my time. I was specifically asking about like the AT&T, those three contracts. Have any of them been canceled? Is any going to be canceled? Do you have a date? You know, like the contract ends in January of 2022 and it will be canceled after that. I was looking for a lot more firm. I know there's a lot of legacy problems. I know that already because I've been studying it some. So I was trying to get a little bit more specificity if you could, please.
I cannot be more specific because we've just moved forward in this issue. The only thing I can tell you is that there is one company. We have three companies here: AT&T, Telepacifica, and another company. One of these companies, I guess he's sick and tired to reduce contracts nowadays. But we will have to fight for this contract. But I cannot fill in if, surely I can send you all the information tomorrow about what is the specific situation.
Okay. Julie, you're next.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the update, Miguel. I think one thing that's kind of interesting about this conversation so far is that we have spent a lot of time talking about telecom. And, you know, even if we started realizing that $70,000 savings tomorrow, that wouldn't knock a dent in but 1 month's deficit. And so that's the sense in which I think we need to make sure that we don't focus too much on one thing and make sure that we're looking at the big picture. And honestly, you know, what I think we really have to do is come up with, I say we, because I want to think of this as one Pacifica, right? Think of a way that we're going to really raise revenue, because there really isn't, you know, a cushion of cash around the foundation that we can, you know, kind of let KPFK work itself out, work its issues out over time. And so what I'm hoping is that your work with the LSB will turn out to be fruitful in the very near term. And then if it really isn't, that you have a plan B that you start executing, you know, where you're maybe asking some of the other stations for help in terms of pitching, because if you don't have people who are good at it at KPFK, or who are experienced, maybe, you know, folks from other stations can help you out, at least through this December pledge drive, and really make this December pledge drive kind of a bang up, you know, do other kinds of advertising to make sure that people are listening to the station, you know, use your networks of people to, you know, post things on Facebook and Twitter and whatnot to build up your listener base.
Julie, your time is up.
I'm done with my soapbox. Thank you.
Okay. Paulina, you're next.
The GM want to address the previous question, though, Mr. Chair, or should I continue?
Yes, I would like to address this question. I appreciate your comment. Is so from my point of view, is not a problem of having less or more talent. It is obvious that I'm going to rely on some programming of another of our sister stations. The problem is that you cannot start a new campaign asking for money without any kind of nouveauté, without any kind of new things to say to your listeners. And that's what I'm trying to do, right after the next fund drive. Okay. So the programming, issue is something that doesn't concern, but I have to remind this, board of directors that I think that you mandated a 30% cut, in expenses, of KPFK. And, obviously the cut were done in the easy place to be done, no? But there were some key members of the station that are no longer there. And so it is difficult. I don't have any problem spinning one plate, another plate, and obviously another plate. But look, I also have to be aware that they don't touch the plate that is spinning. So this is one of the things. Just let me add to that. I think I was hired as a GM, and I wasn't hired as a host. Look, my English is really modest, my way of expression. Nevertheless, yesterday I fulfilled the mandate by you, the board of directors, which is an on-air report to the listener. To tell you the truth, I think that this is absolutely that no listener is interested in knowing what is going on at the station. The same way that no listener is interested about what is going on the local station board. What is my proposal? My proposal would be that on the programs that we are already in place, twice a year, three times a year, once a year, the president of the local station board is interviewed by one of our hosts, or the GM is interviewed by one of our hosts, and he takes calls from the listeners in a normal, regular manner. I tried to do a normal radio program yesterday, but it took me one day of my time to prepare something that I think, well, yeah, I know how to do. I've done radio all my life at home, but I'm not here to do more radio programs about, I don't know, my report to the listener. It was very interesting. I could talk with six listeners, and I did an interview, etc. But this is not the way to do this. Sorry.
Miguel, let me point out that I don't think you responded to the question. The question was about raising revenue.
Okay. Mr. President, we are going to raise revenue if we are able to implement this programming and spread the word that we are doing fun things. We are back on track again. We have tweaked the programming. We have this new time slot doing this and that. We cannot, if you want, we can do another campaign, a silent pledge of letters, well-designed letters to our labs donors. I can also phone donors, but I have to tell them something. I have to have something to say, hey, look, come again to KPFK, because now we have this, we have that, etc. But this is what I'm planning to do. I arrived just 2 months ago. I cannot do, but this is how to express myself. This is not I'm not concerned about this. I'm concerned because when I arrived, everything was said and done. I mean, I have what I have. I don't have anything else to do. Sorry.
Paulina, did you want to ask? Mark,
yes, please. I did want to ask, three part question.
Sorry.
Are we out of time?
We are. Sorry.
Okay.
Move to extend.
Move to extend just so, Paulina can get in her question. Make it 3 minutes.
Please, Chair, I had a few.
Type of questions.
10 minutes.
I have a question also. Can we make that 10 minutes?
10 minutes. Okay.
I second.
All right, 10 minutes. Are there any objections to extending this portion for 10 minutes? Okay. No objections.
Thank you. Right. I was at the KPFK local station board meeting yesterday. I appreciated your participation, Miguel. I'll do a two-part question. One, how is the sustainer program doing right now in terms of what is the regular income we can expect monthly from sustainers? And two, my second question is probably heavier, is as we heard at the local station board from some directors and audience members, the public members, there is a very strong campaign right now to discredit KPFK and Pacifica and tell donors not to donate because of the results of the referendum. Some, you know, there's a strong campaign. I mean, we're like Venezuela right now, right? They're saying our elections are illegitimate and they're, you know, there's a dictatorship. How are you going to deal with that in terms of the public campaign? I'm saying what I heard from others saying, we heard, members of the local station board claiming that the listeners should not donate because, the results of the elections are illegitimate, both the local station board and the referendum. So the sustainer program, Mikhail, and, your plan to deal with the propaganda. Thank you.
Very briefly, with the propaganda, I can only deal, through, our tools, and our tools is the radio and is the programming. I cannot deal, with all the things that are going on internet. And by the way, I ask specifically the local station board to please refrain, these, threads of emails, that are really toxic. Regarding the sustainers, this is one of the plans that we would like to implement. Instead of begging for money to our listeners, just asking them to be members of the station in good standing and to be as much as possible sustainer members. No? But again, this has to be done when we have a new programming in place, when there is no preempting, when you don't have, 55 days of fund drives, and when you don't sell some things on air that doesn't have anything to do with the core mission of Pacifica.
Ron, is that?
Okay, Ron?
Aurora.
Mr. Chair.
Thomas was before me.
Yeah. Thomas was before? Okay, go ahead, Thomas.
All right, thank you, Ron. Thank you, Chair. Miguel, I understand the, you said 70,000 listeners is your current, and the percentage of all of Southern California. Do you have any idea? I feel for you. It's expensive sometimes to cut costs when it involves, cutting contracts, et cetera, but it's more expensive to cut costs if you don't have a plan. For example, if you could cut costs by eliminating telecom, but upgrading at the same time, maybe a contractor will work with you if he knows you're going to stick around with him. That's one suggestion. The other thing is, how close do you feel you are to sort of understanding your market? Southern California is very diverse, working class, Latino, Black, Native American, Asian, with many distinct communities. And I was looking at your grid. You have national programming in the morning and then some repetition in drive time in the afternoon. I've heard the stories about Ian Masters, and my suggestion is you be honest with your listeners and tell the truth, but you have an afternoon drive time to program that's all yours at this point, because a lot of that is, I mean, I'm sure I'm not stepping on toes, but I mean, I'm sure.
Thomas, your time is up.
All right. I just hope you have something that you're saying sustainers. You want to, encourage them to join and give them something a little extra, like concerts, tickets, something that connects them to the station. And for that, you need to understand your market as best you can and be able to address the various needs and desires of the segments of your market. Thank you.
James.
Dwayne Larkin's deck.
James. Who else?
Dwayne Lark.
And Chris Corey. Thank you.
And Chris, okay, Ron is next, actually.
Okay, Miguel, yeah. I'm going to piggyback on what Thomas was just referring to, your grid. I understand your dilemma. You know, you're trying to raise money on a grid that is just just hasn't produced and is not producing at this juncture. Is there any consideration, and I think there should be some consideration, to overhauling your grid? Our success at PFW came because we did that very thing. Players drives had gotten stagnant. We overhauled our grid. We added a hip hop show, a hip hop strip. We did some of these. We had an environmental show and several other programs. We went out and recruited those people to host those shows. And I'm sure there's a wealth of talent in Southern California out there that would be willing to come in there and do a show without pay and follow the PFW model in terms of, you know, not having these paid programmers. So just a thought, you know, consider overhauling that grid and finding out what that community does need and want in terms of new programming. And then that's your marketing right there. Hey, we got something new coming for y'all. K is rebuilding and rebranding.
Rob, your time is up.
Thank you. And we want you to be a part of it. Send in your suggestions. You know, make it a marketing campaign. So, but don't be afraid to overhaul that grid. Thank you.
I'm not afraid of overhauling that grid for sure, but it's not a decision that can be made like that. I am just assessing the programmings. I'm just assessing the programmers, the hosts, how long have they been in the same time slot, what is the competitors doing, what are they doing, etc. Is not only knowing the different communities of our market, which obviously is impressive, but once the perming is overhauled, we have to maintain it. It has to be stable and not preempt it and not touch it. And so I expect to do this in, I didn't want to commit yesterday with my local station board, but this has to be done after Christmas. We have a fan drive going on. By the way, we don't have any drive time. We don't have any local drive time here. The drive time is in shambles. But I came 1 month ago. I cannot say, hey, we're going to change this and that. And, please come on. We have to have some time to speak with the people, to talk to them, to know, there are people that want to change their time slots. It's not that, and I don't have, obviously, I don't have a program director, but I'm not complaining. Okay. We're going to do this. That's my answer to him. To Thomas
understood, sir.
Okay.
I think James is next.
Thank you, Chair. I sent around a motion for everyone. It's a rough draft. I hope everyone has gotten it. And I think what I should do, I guess the procedure would be to read the motion first and then motivate it and then see if people want to play with it.
Chair, this is Paulina. I'm putting James Sagerton's motion in the chat, if that's helpful. I'm trying.
Oh, thank you, Paulina.
You're welcome.
I sent it around by email.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I should have said that.
Mr. Chair, this is a parliamentarian. I have a reminder for the minute for the members. I put that in the chat for you.
So, okay. Chair, this is Paulina.
I'm not saying anything in the chat, by the way.
Yeah, I can't. I'm trying. I'm trying to put it in there. It won't let me for some reason. My computer. James, would you mind pasting your motion in the chat for the benefit of those of us who are on?
Wait, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I am hoping that a director will move to put this into executive session.
I haven't seen the motion, but
it is
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized real quick on a procedural matter?
Hold on. Now, what? I need to see this motion. Was it emailed?
It's in email. I'm working on putting it in the chat.
I got it from James at 9:27.
Yes, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yes, this is directing a staff member to do something. I would ask that we move this into executive session.
Absolutely, yeah.
Chair, that's...
I'm going to object to that.
That's the procedural motion that I wanted to make, Chair. Can I make that?
I'm not aware that there's any problem with directing a general
manager.
Excuse me.
I don't know who you're going to recognize, Chair, me or James.
I'm not recognizing either of you. James had the floor, actually.
Okay, well, I'm objecting to the motion. I'd like to move it to his
Mr. Reyes, you do not have the floor. James, your motion does involve some personnel issues, so it should be in executive session.
Is that always true whenever the PMB directs someone to do something? It's not been our past practice.
If it's an employee, that's always the case as far as I know.
And also an employee who's under the direction of a superior to that.
Mr. Chair, did you see the parliamentarian's chat to you?
I haven't seen anything in chat yet. Hold on.
And Chair, we're at time again.
Time should have stopped.
Well, we were out of time already.
It's for no man or woman.
Okay, we're out of time. I think there was still two people left on the stack. Why don't we, maybe somebody wants to make a motion just to allow the stack to complete and then we're done with this item.
Chair, so I move to exhaust the stack. I am on the stack as well.
I don't see on the stack. I see Dwayne Lark and Chris Corey.
And I have my hand up, Chair. I have my hand up.
And Heather.
And Heather. Yeah. Okay. So those four people and that's it. So it's Wayne, you're next.
Okay. To the general manager. Obviously, as you indicated, it's been only a month, so perhaps you haven't been able to have time to make this assessment, but perhaps you will in the future. That these programs that have paid programmers, that they are in fact paying for themselves plus some return on the investment for their shows to the operating budget of your station. Don't expect you to be able to answer that, but could you acknowledge that that might be something worth looking into?
Sorry, Mr. Duane, can you repeat the last phrase?
Would it be something worth looking into for you in the future, very near future, make an assessment of those programmers, assuming not all your programmers are paid, those programmers who are paid, that they're raising enough money to cover their pay plus benefits plus contributing to your overall budget and any surplus that they're generating?
Mr. Duane, to my knowledge, I only have one paid permer and is the number one raiser. The rest are volunteers.
Okay. Well, the only reason I mentioned that, because one of the previous members mentioned PFW model, and that gave me the impression you had more than one paid program, or certainly one that was paying for itself plus. So thank you for putting that in the record. I appreciate that. Secondly, do you feel that you are properly, adequately empowered to do your job and you believe you have the support from your manager who is the IED and the Pacifica National Board that empowers you? Do you feel comfortable enough you've got what you need in order to make the changes and improvements that you were called here to do?
I have the encouragement of my ID. I cannot talk the same way regarding the PNB. I was aware of my presence in this meeting just a half an hour ago, and this is an urgent meeting to discuss KPFK financial situation, only to discover that the general manager has to be invited half hour before. Well, it's difficult to feel another way.
Well, hopefully moving forward, given your professionalism and your professional track record, that you will be appreciated, that you will be empowered, and the forward movement for PNB will not put you in such an unprofessional position in the future. But I do bid you well. I'll be leaving, but I'm very much going to pay attention and try to be an advocate for you, because I think you can do good things and great things, not just for FK, but for the foundation. So thank you for your service.
I appreciate your words, Mr. DeWayne.
Chris, you're next.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Thanks for coming on board for the meeting at such short notice, Mikkel. I appreciate it, and I don't know what to say about the notice that you got, other than thanking you for being here. You mentioned earlier a number for your membership, or your listenership, pardon me, which was 70,000, and obviously that's a fairly low number. Do you happen to know the current membership of KPFK and how that's changed over the last 12 months? If you don't know the answers to these questions, because they can require some data collection, if you want to just gather that information and forward it either to the NFC or to the PMB later, that would be great. But if you have it handy, that would be wonderful too. Thank you.
I have not this information. I can handle for sure to you in tomorrow for sure.
Okay.
But I don't have this information.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Lawrence.
Yeah, Jay, I'm so much stand down. I support wholeheartedly the efforts of the GM. He has hit the ground running. And I think further undermining of KPFK that needs to cease. And I think one of the things that we need to do is support the GM and all of these dictations that are heading this way are completely inappropriate, and to direct someone to do something is a selective process.
Lawrence, I'm going to rule you out of order. I'm ruling you out of order.
I am out of order.
You're discussing a motion.
I am out of order. I'm not discussing a motion. I'm not discussing a motion. I'm discussing
the
undermining of KPFK that needs to stop.
So therefore, you should not be discussing this motion in open session. Right? Heather, you're next.
I'm going to be quick. My question was answered. Actually, I wanted to know how many paid producers there were, and there's just one. So I'm not a great fan of community radio having paid producers anyway. But Miguel, I just want to thank you so much. I'm concurring with Dwayne Lark. Thank you so much for your commitment and your perspective and your great work so far. I know it's not easy, but thank you. So
thank you, Heather.
I look forward to talking with you more later on sometime.
Okay. I'll be glad to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you, Mikkel. We will call you back for the closed session where we'll continue this discussion.
So I'm out. Okay.
Yeah, you're excused. Thank you.
Thank you.
Same with Mr. Fred Blair, if he's still on.
Mm-hmm. Chair, this is Paulina. Just to clarify, should I start,
yes,
Mikkel?
I'm still on.
Yeah.
You're excused also.
Do we want him back for the closed session?
As well as Mikkel?
I guess so.
Thank you.
Okay. Lydia, the next item is a report from the IED. Lydia?
Yes, I don't have much to report in open session, except that I am moving along with an area that has been long neglected, which has been to evaluate the staff that is under my supervision, and that would be the general managers, the national units, and so I have completed two scheduled a third. Two of the general managers are too new to evaluate at this point. And so it's moving along very well because without going into specifics or who's being evaluated, I do think that the form itself needs to be revised somewhat because some of the things that were required in there at one time are non-existent right now. But by and large, I think the instrument is a fairly good one. And I also always ask the general managers how they self-evaluate. I think that's pretty normal in evaluations. So things are moving forward because I think that that's one of the things that has been lacking since we have had a significant turnover of executive directors. They probably never got a chance to get into it. And in some instances, the general managers have requested evaluations. And so they're anxious to know also how we gauge and how they're doing, and also to help them cope with everything. And also some of the areas that they need to work on. So at least so far in the two evaluations that I've completed, and they're lengthy conversations. They're a couple of hours. And is to both commend them for the work, because anyone who has lasted in Pacifica long enough to be evaluated needs to be commended. It's a challenge, of course. And so, but also to lay out some things that they can work on. And it's like appreciated. It's not seen as something punitive, and it shouldn't be seen as something punitive. And in one instance, it was the person was very aware of it. In the other one, the person was not fully aware of I think the role that they can play in interacting with the directors. And the reason I'm even raising this in open session is because I think that there's also, it's important for the national board directors, not just the local station board, but the national board directors to, number one, when we pass things that have an impact on them, including announcements of the bylaws and so forth, because I'll send the email or have a meeting about it, but the directors need to interact with them. And also, when we have a schedule for bylaws, they all have things that they would like to see changed in the bylaws. So I would recommend that you ask them. Ask staff as well. I mean, I think it should not be necessary to always go to referendums or to lawsuits in order to simply amend something that there are provisions for in the bylaws, and I'm not blaming any one group, because I think we all probably agree, obviously, that the bylaws need to be changed. But do we ever consider it focuses so much on governance, but do we ever interact sufficiently with our staff members, including the general managers, to see what would, not like to make their job easier, but to make the station flourish more? What is the more, and we can have a lot of opinions about that, but I think there is a lack of interaction between the actual directors and the LSB members as well with management, and not just looking at management as the one that you're there to criticize, but rather to move forward with, because times are not going to get any easier. times just the state of this country and of the world, obviously portends for some very, very challenging times coming down the pike. And we think we've seen the worst of it, but I'm not convinced. And so the role that Pacifica can play in that, and its affiliates and its community radio stations, and the assault to the same that can be coming down the pike, it's imperative that we put some of our lesser pressing issues aside and focus on some of the things that we can do to help. So that's my only thing, is that I am moving along. So I expect to, you know, I would say by the end of January is to have all my evaluations of national staff completed. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia. Does anybody
Thomas to
have any questions? I think I heard Thomas. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Ahead,
Lydia, thank you. Lydia, could you forward that instrument? Let us take a look and, you know, any of the... I'm sorry?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I think I've seen it, but... and if there's any process description, as you said, but it's, it does sound like, you know, something that engenders a long conversation, and that's a good thing. Yes, we'd like to see it for, our station, LSB
sure.
evaluations as well. Thank you.
Sure.
Chair Lawrence to the staff.
Yeah, Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, Lydia, The National Election Supervisors, final report, was due on November the 5th. I'm getting a lot of, concerns and complaints as to, I still haven't seen it. Do you have an idea, if you could share it with us, in regards to when that final report will be submitted?
I don't know. The last email I saw was a couple of days ago. Arthur might have heard something since then. Is that the National Election Supervisor, because of several things which you can see on email threads and so forth, is that she's reviewing everything very, very carefully. And so it's caused a little bit of a delay, but I think it's imminent. So, but... I didn't ask for a specific date. Arthur, is Arthur on the call?
I don't think he is right now.
Not yet, okay. But thank you, Lydia.
Sure.
Lyndon for the stack.
Lyndon, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Lydia, that reminds me, that question from Lawrence reminds me, you thanked Mikhail for advancing 25,000 to... Is that Pacifica? Was that from KPFK, or was that from his personal?
No, that was from KPFK. After our, I think it was the November 4th meeting the next day, or the November 3rd meeting the next day, I can see the balances in our Bank of America account, and KPFK had the highest balance at 95,000. So I called Mikhail and asked him if he could send that to me, because I was unaware of the fact that one of our the ballot house was not releasing the results until it got its payment, and so we wanted it expedited that day, and so then that was wired to the national office, and we
thank you.
Got it out. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. If that's all there is on that item, basically we're done with the open session, because the ICFO report's not going to happen because our ICFO is not here today.
Chair, can we take five when we break?
We can, but we need a motion to adjourn from the open session first.
So move, Jay. Motion to adjourn from open session.
Okay.
Executive session.
Second. Any objections? Okay. It's 9:52. Okay. Let's Let's 5 minutes. We'll resume in closed session. Okay.
Chair, I've just got the screen.
Okay, very good.
I'm also going to have to sign off for the first hour of most of the executive session. I have to teach a class.
Oh.
Now it's 7. It's Paulina here. And okay. Yeah, I apologize. So unfortunately I'll be missing it. I just texted our KPFK GM saying that we'll request his presence again in closed session. If somebody else could take over to let Mikkel know when to come back on, because I will be teaching class, as I said.
Okay, very good.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I'll try to be on for roll call and whatever questions, but obviously I'll be multitasking.
That's okay.
So are we pausing for 5 minutes? Is that it?
That sounds like that's it. Yeah, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. So since I'm here, should I just text Mikkel to come in 5 minutes? Alex, anyone?
That makes sense. Is he going to be on for the whole meeting then?
No, just the first 20 minutes or so on the agenda that's pertaining to KPFK, and then he'll leave.
So the question is, does Mikkel come on for the whole meeting, or is someone calling him to come on?
Right. And my answer is, it's the first item on the agenda, the continuation of the discussion of KPFK. That's the first 20-minute item. So he could come in after roll call. So if someone else, because at that point I will be off,
I'll call him.
Thank you so much. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.